Welcome to the Heart Matters Podcast with your host, Ibn Leon. Join us as we explore the intricacies of spirituality and self-improvement. Gain a fresh perspective on enhancing your spiritual, emotional, and mental well-being through the fusion of spirituality and self-improvement. Enjoy Ibn's engaging conversations with guests from diverse backgrounds. They share unique perspectives on personal growth and holistic health. From spiritual leaders to relationship experts, entrepreneurs to creatives, each episode delivers knowledge and inspiration. Tune into the Heart Matters Podcast for profound conversations and practical advice, empowering you to live your best life. Chapter 5, Inspiring Stories. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Heart Matters. I am your host, relationship coach, Lewis Morris. Know that the vessel can only pour out what it contains, and getting your groove back or finding your groove is about removing the bad relationship residue, negative thoughts and feelings, and strengthening your spiritual and emotional side so that you can be the best version of yourself and attract the best people and things into your life. I want to thank you guys for joining me today. And what we want to talk about today is planning. And the reason that I want to talk about planning is because I was coaching a couple recently, and I asked them, one of the journal prompts that I gave them was to write down what is your plan professionally and personally over the next 6 months. And the wife said to me, what does that have to do with our marriage? And I said to the wife, I said, everything. I said, because you two are a team, you're a unit, and you should have personal goals and you should have professional goals that are in alignment with one another, and you should support and help one another to accomplish those things. And you should encourage the good of the personal goals and professional goals that each of you have. Because when you think about this, you think about the saying, whoever fails to plan has planned to fail. This is a real thing. And sometimes we look at relationships and we don't understand that the things that apply to, many of the things that apply to life apply to relationships. Because there should be planning and trying to move and elevate the relationship to another level consistently. It doesn't matter how long we've been with someone. We should still try to elevate and have the relationship grow and become better and become more enhanced and become more fulfilled. And that those things take planning. So when the wife asked me that, you know, I wasn't surprised by it, because many of us don't understand that it does. Also, one of the things about it is that as individuals, we should have plans. We should
Because if we don't, where is our purpose? What is our why? Why are we getting up every morning? Is it just to go work a 9 to 5, come home and feed the kids and, you know, and talk to the husband or wife? What is it? But when we question ourselves about, okay, well, what do I want to do over the next 6 months? What do I want to accomplish over the next 6 months? What do I want to accomplish over the next year? Then there is a direction that must be sought in order to fulfill the answers to those questions. And this is what makes the heart better and more fulfilled and more enjoyable. And we can hop out of bed because there's a purpose there. There are goals. There are things that we are trying to achieve as individuals and as couples. So this is why I wanted to come on and talk about planning. Also, I wanted to mention this, that unfortunately, and I believe this is a pivotal thing, that one of the reasons that marriage in many sectors and in many people's eyes have taken on a negative connotation is many of us look at it from a financial standpoint. I'm not saying all of us do, but many of us do. So also, there should be a planning when it comes to relationship. How long are you going to court, for lack of a better term, this individual or be courted by this individual before you have the individual make some sort of commitment? Make a commitment. Because what is wrong with commitment? Commitment is a good thing. I mean, when did being committed, and I'm talking about marriage here. I'm not talking about just, because like if you really think about it, you know, just, you know, living with someone, it's not a real commitment. And I'm going to get to that in a minute. Why isn't it? Well, why isn't that a real commitment? Because marriage is about spirituality. That's what it's about. If you check and you look into that, marriage has always been a spiritual endeavor. It's not just physical. That's part of it. But it's been a spiritual endeavor. Why? Because one, it's something that God supports. It's something that he loves. He loves that people marry each other. He loves that. And when he loves something or someone, he supports that thing and or person. Marriage is about spirituality. It's not just about finances. It's not just about physical satisfaction. No, it's about spirituality. It is about making a spiritual and emotional commitment to someone. That's what it's about. Now, which brings me to my point. Okay, I get it now. This is one of the reasons why marriage is such a negative thing in people's eyes. Not all people, but a lot of people. Why? Because they don't understand. They don't get that marriage is about the two individuals having a spiritual connection to the creator, the heavens and the earth, and them making a commitment to one another based on that spiritual connection. That's why marriage is viewed this way these days. That's why it's viewed like that. Because the spiritual connection has become a minute thing in many people's eyes. Many people don't understand the importance of having a connection with the creator of the heavens and the earth. I'm not talking about metaphysics and all that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about having a connection to the one who made us. Many people don't think that's important. Therefore, they don't think marriage is important. It's not important. It doesn't mean anything. It's just a piece of paper. Oh, it's about money. Oh, we get divorced. We're going to have to split this. And you're going to take half of that and half of this. You know, the Bill Maher syndrome. Because in many people's eyes, marriage has become about something other than what it's about, which is spirituality. Having a spiritual connection that to the creator of the heavens and the earth, and the two people agreeing to solidify that spiritual connection by marrying each other. They used to call it jumping the broom. It was a spiritual thing. People still do it too. They still like jump the broom at wedding ceremonies and stuff. It's still done. Because it's about spirituality. It's not about money. Not about sex. And it's not just about commitment to the other person. It's not just about that. That's a part of it. No, it's about two people having a committed connection spiritually to the creator of the heavens and the earth, and they come together based on that. And then they become what is called in the Arabic language, libas for one another. They become a cover for one another. They help one another. They support one another. They thrive when the other thrives, they're happy. When the other one is not thriving, they try to lift them up. This is what it's about. And that takes planning. Whoever fails to plan has planned to fail. So once we get into this marriage and this spiritual connection, that doesn't stop. It's not like, oh, that's the end of it. You know, we're married now. We don't have to plan anything. We don't have to aspire to be better as individuals. We don't have to aspire to make the marriage better. Where's this stuff coming from? I mean, where has this come from except from the devil himself? It doesn't come from the creator of the heavens and the earth. It doesn't come from him. You can read any spiritual text you want. I'm talking about spiritual revealed text. Bible, Torah, Quran. You read anywhere in there when it talks about marriage will be something that God is pleased with. Marriage will be something that he encourages. It's in there. It's there. So if that is the case, and that is the case, where is the opposite coming from? Gotta be coming from the devil. Gotta be. Because if it's not coming from him, it's gotta be coming from our enemy. It's about spirituality. But unfortunately, many of us, some of us, have minimized the importance of having a strong spiritual connection with the one who made us. Therefore, the institution that he approves of as far as people being together, the minimal thing doesn't mean anything. I don't need that. Okay, listen. I'm not here to preach to anybody. I'm just giving you some textual information. I'm not here to preach to anybody. Why? Because he has given us a limited free will to either go this way or go that way. He's given us that. And he doesn't make people believe. Why doesn't he do? Let's answer that question before we get out of there. Okay, well, why doesn't he do that? Because he doesn't need anybody. He doesn't need anything from his creation. Okay, why would he make us do anything? No, he didn't make us do anything. Either you do or you don't. Because he's still the creator of the heavens and the earth, whether we do it or not. He doesn't need anything from us. He's the one who makes it rain. He's the one who makes the sun come out. He's the one who allows the birds to fly. He's the one who gave us life. He's the one who causes us to die. He does that. And no one can interfere with any of that. No one can interfere with any of that. No one can come if he decides it's going to be sunny in Paris and it's going to rain in Texas. Nobody can come and say, nah, I want it to be sunny in Texas today. No one. No, it's going to rain in Texas. He doesn't need anybody. So why would he make us believe? That's unjust. And he's not that. He's never been unjust. And he never will be. He could, but he doesn't do it. Whoever fails to plan has planned to fail. I was just on a consultation call before I jumped on here, and the woman was asking me, well, you know, you're out of the hospital. What do you plan to do? The plan is already in place. It's just a matter of me working. It's a matter of me working the plan. The plan is already in place. I've already put the plan in place by God's grace and mercy. Now it's just a matter of me working and trusting in him that he's going to make everything bear fruit. But don't think there is not a plan. There's a plan. There's a plan. Because whoever does not plan has planned to fail. And relationships are no different. There should be a plan. As individuals and as a couple, should be a plan. Even if you're single, there should be a plan. Okay, how do you plan to find this person that you want in your life? What is your plan? How is it that you're gonna get your relationship groove back? What's your plan? Do you have one? Have you thought about it? What is it? Whoever fails to plan has planned to fail. I encourage you to follow me on Instagram at Lewis, L-O-U-I-S, underscore Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, underscore coaching for daily relationship tips and advice. We have lowered the price for the relationship rescue workshop. I didn't think it was a good thing to do to try to charge people a mountain of money. So we just reduced it to 10 bucks. It's a dime. It is available on the website. It is also available in the link in my bio on Instagram and Facebook. And it's for a four-video set. And we talk about the relationship rescue plan, everything from belief in God to being spontaneous and playful with one another. Whoever would like to pick it up, again, it's available on the website. And also you can find it in the link in my bio on Facebook and Instagram. Also, I encourage you to join the new Facebook group, Finding Your Groove. Join this group. This is for people who are having relationship issues in and out of a relationship or marriage, or whether they're single, we get together, we talk, we share ideas, we share concepts about this issue of finding our groove. What is it that we want to do going forward? What type of person do we want in our lives going forward? And like this, we will put the link to the Finding Your Groove Facebook page, Facebook group, rather, in the show notes so that you can join if you so choose. Also, the website, lewismorriscoaching.com. Go there, do a little, just browse a little bit if you like anything. Also, schedule a free 45-minute consultation call if you want to get your groove back, if you want to find out what your groove is. If you don't know what your groove is and you want to find out what it is, go there, schedule a free 45-minute consultation call. I would love to talk with you. I thank you guys for all of your support, and I will speak to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Heart Matters Podcast. For relationship, spiritual, coaching, and resources, go to the Heart Matters brand link tree, which is linktr.ee/LOUISMORRIS. That's linktr.ee/LOUISMORRIS. And we will see you again soon.